bite was not fatal, but the judge said the whole case reminded him of a time a parachutist got caught on the horns of a rogue giraffe and was pulled across the continent to the seacoast. This giraffe dove into the ocean to drown the parachutist, but while they were waiting, the giraffe fell asleep and was swallowed by a giant octopus. But I can't talk about that now. I've got to read the news. City Councilwoman Emma Trapiano is going on a goodwill tour of Puerto Rico, where she will investigate charges of poverty and malnourishment and appear in a series of Dole pineapple juice billboards, which ought to boost the economy out there. The mayor's criminal record came out in a local scandal yesterday. He insists it was only a minor cult organization, and he gave reporters poisoned pineapple juice he says he got from Emma Trapiano. That's when the county coroner got sore. He gave a cadaver a huge jolt of electricity, and when it opened its eyes and sat upright, well, that's when the coroner sent it over to Emma's house, naked with a dozen balloons. Mr. Mark, keeping the peace at this hour. The music stopped. I'm Mr. Mark with a bedtime story. It seems as though scuba divers, trailing some weird lights underwater, stumbled onto a race of industrialized dolphins who had made contact already with a flying saucer. So they tried to poison the dolphins. Diphtheria virus, the plan backfired and instead killed off the flying saucer. So the dolphins tried to poison the scuba divers. Accent flavor enhancer, and it worked, and they sold the dead bodies to a couple of intelligent Bigfoot gorillas who took them back to the tribe in Nova Scotia as concrete proof that human beings exist. But as it turns out, the scuba divers weren't dead. They had merely left their bodies and reincarnated. So they woke up in the middle of that Bigfoot encampment just at the same moment that the UFOs returned to wreak vengeance upon the Earth, and a big crater flew out on the nearby volcano, showering the hillside with fleshy underground bones. Get involved. Send $1 to Stop the Pigeon Shoots, care of this radio station. The time is now 7:35. The
time is 12:23.
Say, a Whitehall ambulance driver has been suspended at this hour for stopping to ask an Allentown policewoman for a date while his gas tank was on fire. But this particular ambulance driver won't care about the charges much because he is a robot, the automatic driver mechanism. And officials say it's not the first time there's been a glitch in the machine. Last week he started spewing out money, said the mayor, but we picked it all up and gave back every dollar. Speaking of which, funding for the programming you're hearing comes from some of the most unlikely sources, but why go on and on about tedious and trifling legal requirements? We'll disclose the facts eventually after we file an appeal. So relax. I'm Mr. Mark, filling in for Joe Limbus, who's stuck in a locked booth at an Allentown peep show tonight. Stay with us. You're hearing a group right now called Clock DVA. This is called Silent, from a compilation LP. Just before this, Captain Scarlet, with the name of the song, the band Wicked Kitchen Staff. Oh, my background music faded away, but oh well. Might be all for the better. Product is a group that brought us Tremors and Dolphin Lust, and way back, Fat House was by the Lounge Lizards. That's what you heard. Draw a nice line like that.